Don't take it personal that everybody left. I'm sure it would be fascinating for all in attendance. So, come on up, Council.
This is the most interesting one, though.
It certainly is. Council.
I certainly would concur. May it please the Court. My name is Jeffrey Eustace. I represent Tom Butler and Linda Lewis. This is a land use petition act case.
Time for rebuttal, Mr. Eustace.
3 minutes, please. In which the Butlers challenge setback variances and a reasonable use exception, which the Butlers contend were approved in violation of county zoning ordinances. I will first address the variance. In order to be upheld, the variance approved for Ford must be supported by findings, among others, that the requested variance is the minimum that will make possible the reasonable use of land, and conversely, there must be a finding that if the variances are denied, the applicant would be denied all reasonable use of her property. Now, the closest that the hearing examiner comes to rendering this finding is his conclusion 18, where the examiner says the topography of lots 12 and 13 directs any reasonable development of those properties to that requested by Ford. Now, the basis for this finding appears to be a statement by the architect that to better capture views of Guaymas Channel, the variance should be granted to allow this house on lot 12. And then there is a statement by her real estate agent that says if she put her house on lot 12, she could enhance the market value of her property. Now, those two things may very well be true, but the point is there is no evidence, there is no testimony, there's nothing by the architect, the real estate agent, Ford herself, that says if denied a variance for lot 12, she would then be denied all reasonable use of her property. Our position is that the outcome in this appeal is controlled by this court's prior decision in St. Clair versus Skagit County. Similar situation, two consolidated lots. The county permitted illegally a second dwelling on one of the consolidated lots. That was challenged. The basis for the appeal was, well, the permit was illegally issued, so we'll just cover that up with a variance. Well, the court didn't accept that. The findings that they were dealing with were the findings under 3670A10, the statutory findings. The court found the findings required for a variance were not rendered. The variance was unlawfully given. The variance should be vacated. And it's our position that the holding in St. Clair and the holding in other cases, Andrew versus King County, dictates the same result in this case with respect to the variance. Now, with respect to the reasonable use exception, the issue is...
And the challenge you're making is that there isn't substantial evidence to support the determination that a setback was required.
Well, that is a related issue. We maintain that there isn't substantial evidence, but we are arguing the failure to render the finding, and that is a question of law. Substantial evidence.
So we should remand for the finding and we're done?
That is a possible outcome, that the court could say the finding wasn't rendered, although it was remanded twice to the hearing examiner. Our position is the record itself doesn't contain the evidence that would show that denial of the variance would preclude any reasonable use.
Didn't the evidence also demonstrate that the septic system wouldn't work on lot 12?
A septic system on lot 12 would not work, but the two lots have been consolidated. So that doesn't make any difference. Hazel Ford wishes to put her house on lot 12 and then put her garage and septic system on lot 13. So there is a septic system there, and there is no application that the septic system also be on lot 12. I think the geology would show that it wouldn't support a septic system. It has 94% slopes, somewhat akin to the prior case. I think the slopes are even worse. But that's really not at issue because the lots have been consolidated. So I'd like to address that issue.
The question is whether the setbacks were necessary. So you're saying this conclusion 18 didn't stand out, doesn't say that clearly enough?
Our position is
that setbacks are necessary?
No. Our position is that conclusion 18 does not satisfy the county's criteria for approving setbacks. And those criteria effectively state that there must be a showing that denial of the variance would preclude all reasonable use of property.
Well, you have the testimony of a planner in the record who said it isn't going to make any difference where they put their stuff. Someplace along the way, they're going to need an administrative reduction in setbacks. And at the hearings, I mean, there was an awful lot of discussion about the topography of these two and what you could put where, and your client's concern that, you know, why not do it differently, I guess. You know, why not? And so, in other words, their position is you didn't need to have setbacks. You didn't need to have a variance. But I don't know that there's any evidence in the record that supports that position. This was unusual topography, which is what the hearing examiner found, that directed how this was going to be done. How were they going to have a house without having setbacks?
A variance is an exception to the general requirements of a zoning code. It is the applicant's burden to demonstrate satisfaction of the variance criteria.
Well, apparently they demonstrated it to the satisfaction of the planner, who said there's no way, no matter how you configure all of this, you're going to need setbacks. These are small lots. Variance from the setbacks.
Well, the two lots, 12 and 13, were consolidated.
Yes.
Essentially as a single lot across Decatur Place. They sought a reduction of the setback for lot 13 to 10 feet. There was no evidence produced that the house, along with the garage and the septic, could not be put on lot 13, as opposed to putting the house on 12 from 13. The lots are consolidated. The burden is to demonstrate that denial of the variance request would deny all reasonable use, and that showing was not made.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. May it please the court, Arne Denny for Skagit County and Hazel Ford. Let's just start with the reasonable use exception. That is an exception from the requirement for reasonable use. If you look at...
Are you talking about variance now, or are you talking about the other issue of the reasonable use ordinance itself?
Well, they're tied together, because I think what Butler is arguing is that you can't get a reasonable use exception if you need to get a variance.
That's one of their arguments.
Yeah. So
I understand that to be their second argument, and their first argument is that as far as just the variances are concerned, the finding is inadequate to show that they couldn't have done something useful without a variance setback.
Well, the findings are there, and the findings do support the variance.
I mean, that was what it was sent. That's why the county sent it back for the hearing to the hearing examiner, because there weren't any findings to support the setback variance. Isn't that right?
That is correct. I'm so embarrassed standing up here, because we had a planner who did things the way she thought they needed to be done. And so you go through this process and you come back out with, wait, we got a code and you've got to do these steps. So the thing went to the hearing examiner, went to the Board of County Commissioners, back to the hearing examiner. Hearing examiner had previously remanded it once for himself. I'm so embarrassed to come in and say we didn't do it right. But in the end, we did. We got all the findings. I think if you talk about the reasonable use exception, yes, it was remanded back for a specific finding on that. But that was error, because it's a reasonable use exception, and it's an exception from the reasonable use requirement. And the commissioners didn't get hung up on the fact that there was no specific finding on that, because the requirement in 1410.030.1F says, if applicable, you have to show that there's no other, that the applicant will be denied all reasonable use. Well, it's not applicable because she's qualifying for the reasonable use exception, which has other standards, so which include going back to the variance requirement. Yes, there wasn't a narrative, but that doesn't mean we can't get those findings elsewhere. It's not disputed, for example, that the requirement for special conditions and circumstances exist, 0302A. Not disputed. Finding 18 supports that. It's not disputed that a literal interpretation of the provisions of this chapter would deprive the applicant of the rights commonly enjoyed by other properties in the district. Not just in this housing area, but if you look in this subdivision, these are little quarter and half acre lots that need reasonable use exceptions because we've rezoned it properly to 2.5 acres.
I would like to just make sure I understand the law that you're applying here. The idea of a reasonable use exception, as I understand it, comes up in two different provisions. One is that because this whole area here, it comes up on Guaymas Island down there in that southeast corner because the lots are of substandard size. So Skagit County Code 1416. You have to get a reasonable use exception from the lot size requirement. Am I right or wrong about that?
You're correct. And if
it's
not
variance, this is a reasonable use exception.
Correct.
Okay, that's one place it comes.
Yes.
Up. All right. Then the same phrase, reasonable use, comes up in the variance section, Skagit County Code 1410, if applicable, The narrative statement has to say why, if a variance is denied, the applicant would be denied all reasonable use of his or her property. Now, my understanding is that section of the code applies to Ms. Ford's request for a variance from the setback requirements. Aren't those two different things, whether you can have a substandard lot and then whether you need to have a variance from the setback requirements?
No, because the requirement is if she doesn't get the variance, will she be denied all reasonable use of her property? And the reasonable use of this property is very specifically to put a residence on it. It's a residential lot. It was platted back when people could cram these things into really desirable areas, islands and shorelines. We've got a lot of them we have to deal with. And we allow for an exception from that. And that's why that one section 0301F says, if applicable, the reasonable use. She will not be denied all reasonable use if she doesn't get the variance.
Yeah, and the variance is from the requested variance was from the setback requirements.
Yes.
Okay.
But she didn't have to be denied all reasonable use. She is being denied all reasonable use of her property if she doesn't get this variance because she'd have to put a shack up there. That's a five. Mr. Butler said it's a 5-by-5-foot area that would meet all the setback requirements.
But Mr. Eustace says, wait a minute, you consolidated the two lots. She can build entirely on the other lot. Doesn't have to build on this piece of the consolidated property.
But there's elements in the record that establish that that this is the most desirable place for a lot. And it fits with everybody else getting view homes. This is why no one else has built there before. I mean, you don't build in lots where you don't have a view. So she's getting the same privileges that everyone else gets. And it just kind of point out, too, that she's not really getting a variance from the setbacks, and it's from the county code variance, but it falls within the plat restrictions variances. It doesn't go extend into those. And
okay, but I'm trying to make a simple point, and maybe I just haven't communicated it clearly, but tell me if I'm wrong about this. The way I see it is that there were two things that were problematic about Ms. Ford's two consolidated lots. As far as the building site were concerned, is that they were substandard in size?
Yes.
Okay. Not big enough. Okay, so you have to get an exemption because of that. Second problem, even once you decide that, okay, you can get an exemption for reasonable use to build a home on those lots, another problem existed, namely the proposed residence did not meet the setback requirements, which is different from substandard lot.
Yes.
Okay, so there's two different things going on here.
Yes.
Okay. That's, I'm right about that.
You are.
Okay, thank you.
But needing a variance doesn't preclude application of the reasonable use exception, which makes the, if applicable, denied all reasonable use, not applicable for the variance for the setbacks. I suppose I could go on. I mean, I had a fixed argument, but do you have further questions? I guess just in closing, then I will say, we've set out in our brief all of the findings that needed to be made. Yes, there was a couple, but they're totally irrelevant. For instance, the steep slopes. That wasn't mentioned any place until the reply brief. I didn't get a chance to respond to that, but to respond to it, I want to point out that if you read through the steep, through the critical areas ordinance, it requires a geological assessment. If the geological assessment shows that these are hazardous slopes, which means that they're likely to slip, not just known or suspected, which is the definition, then you need to have a mitigation plan which involves setbacks. And that's why we didn't make a finding on that one, because these weren't geologically hazardous in fact slopes as shown by the study, and there was no setback requirement. But everything else is in there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, counsel. And you have 3 minutes, Mr. Eustace.
Thank you. I would concur with Judge Becker's assessment of the two problems. I would like to move to the problem of the reasonable use exception. Essentially, the county is playing a shell game here. Under the section 14.16850, there's a subsection that says if a reasonable use exception is granted, and granted one needs to be granted because they're substandard lots, then all other requirements of the Skagit County Zoning Code must be satisfied. But clearly they aren't. The setback requirements are not satisfied. So in response, the county says, oh, we can satisfy that element by providing for a variance. Okay, but then 850 goes on to say that variances from the requirements of this section, the section that says comply with all other zoning requirements, shall not be considered. And so the county's response is,
yeah, but this section is 14.16.850.
Correct.
Whereas the variance, setback variances are in Chapter 14.10.
That's right. And the
so
county says
statutory construction would suggest that, you know, your interpretation of this is incorrect. Because trying to say that it includes everything in the whole title.
On that, I would beg to differ, because I think that the argument that the general criteria under 14.10 would effectively trump the prohibition against variances
but isn't
under 14.16.
The question, we have to look at the language of the ordinance.
Sure.
The question is, what does this section mean?
The section means
14.16.850. Right.
That's
it doesn't
what,
mean 14.10.
No, it doesn't. But under statutory construction, generally, specific provisions, 14.16, would govern over provisions of general applicability.
That's the principle you're relying on.
I beg your pardon?
That's
one
specific
statute.
Trumps the general, is what you're saying.
Yes, and further, that each provision be given effect, giving effect to a prohibition against variances requires that be given effect over general.
Doesn't that seem a little bit like it's, I mean, common sense would suggest that if you have to get a reasonable use exception in the first place because your lot is substandard in size,
Right.
Your argument seems to be, but it must be perfect in every other way. It cannot require any other adjustment. This is the only thing we're going to give you. We're going to say, okay, you can build on the substandard lot, but everything else has to be 100% within code. 100%. No variance for anything.
Essentially, that's what the code says.
That's what you're saying. It says.
The reasonable use exception allows the development on substandard lots. Right. But in order to prevent, essentially, the doubling up or tripling up on variance-type things, exceptions, the code says, okay, you can develop on a substandard lot, but you have to adhere to all the other requirements. And that's the requirement of code.
Thank you, Mr. Eustace.
Thank you. Thank you for
We are going to take a break, a short break, and have a panel change.